Hello and welcome to Inside View, a weekly public service show on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests Kelly Hunt and Charity McFarland with Newark Kiwanis. First off, Charity, talk a little bit about Kiwanis and kind of your passion and how you got involved.
Sure. So I have been involved with supporting local kids things for many years, and I had been at a point that my kids were, you know, kind of past some of that school sports, school things. And so I was like, hey, I still love kids, still love Camp O'Bannon. So what organization can I join? And of course, Newark Kiwanis came to mind. I'm a big fan of Patty Coates, who's been a member forever. She's a great role model. And she invited me to a meeting, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
And well, although I almost said no because Dave Doney was in the part of the club, and I was like, ooh.
How do we get rid of him?
Yeah. Should I join?
How long is he going to be around?
Easy over there, Kelly. I mean, taking shots pretty quick there. I mean, I'm saying.
I feel like you launched the first
one. Yeah, you're right, Joel. You're right.
Kelly, what about you? And it's funny because Charity mentions, you know, she has kids that are grown. You've got little ones. You're busy. We're doing the stuff with little kids. What was it for you that drew you to Kiwanis?
Yeah. So actually, when I started at First Fed, one of the big things that they push is community involvement. And I was looking, and I actually went and sat down with Charity, and I was like, hey, what about Kiwanis? Like, I love kids. Clearly, I've got two young ones. I was a volunteer for Starfish Assignment of Licking County for a little while they were running. So that was a big passion of mine. And I said, what do you think I could come to Kiwanis and just check it out? And immediately fell in love with the group. Everybody's so friendly and nice. And I just love how much we give back to Camp O'Bannon and help all those kids. And one of my favorite things is going to camp for our meeting every year and just getting to see how excited they are and how much they love it. And so that was a big thing for me, and I am so happy that I joined. Mm-hmm. So
You mentioned First Federal. You both work there.
Yes.
Is that something that's kind of just ingrained? I mean, everybody who knows Sarah Wallace and Sally Eckman, I mean, you kind of know that, look, you're going to give back. Was it ingrained in you guys right away?
I mean, for me personally, I've always felt that desire to give back, and that's just part of a family. That's just the way I grew up. But at First Federal, it is, we, you know, the community gives to us by being our customers, so we in turn want to give back. And so we're involved in lots of things, but we love, Kiwanis has been a great fit for Kelly and myself and a couple other people. We've had retired employees become members, and Mike Young's kind of famous for his days of the fish fry, which we probably can't share those stories on the radio.
No, those are for off the air.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to say this. We all know the Kiwanians like a beer, too. You don't see how she's trying to go, I don't want to say anything about it. They can't see you through the radio anyway.
Yeah,
Kelly, what would you say to folks who are just like you, young family? Time is precious, but, you know, are like, nah, I just don't know that I have the time. It's not like you got to spend 50 hours a week helping the community.
No, and that's one of the things that, as we've been prepping for this event coming up, which we'll talk about later, I've been pushing with a lot of people that we are not, like, one, it's a very laid back group. Everybody is friendly and open, and we all work together when we can. A lot of us are either, there's a big age gap. We probably go as young as 25 and as old as, what, how old is it?
He's what?
90 something.
I was gonna say, he's in his mid-90s.
So there's retired people, and they don't want to spend all their time, you know, doing stuff all the time. And then there's some of us with young kids, and then Charity, who her kids are grown. So we have a good mixture. And we all work together to help each other. But we have three major events every single year. And if you can give a little bit of time for each of those three events, those are the big things that we need. And if you can make it to a meeting once a month, great. We'd love to see you. If you can come every week, which we do, I try to do, you know, then that's even better. We love to see everybody's faces every week and get to know each other even more. And that's one thing I've loved about it, is I've learned so much at our meetings, just from the local organizations that come in and talk. And then also just meeting all of the different members from all different walks of life who have so much experience or are just coming in and learning. So,
Well, it's funny because Charity's shaking her head over there about the different age groups, but it is kind of cool because you get a different perspective.
You do.
You do.
You really do. Talk a little bit about the young folks in our community. I know Young Leaders of Licking County, they've jumped in to help. We get the kids from Newark High School and Newark Catholic come in to help. I mean, a lot of people will jump in if you ask them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Key Club, which is, you know, the high school age version of Kiwanis. And we love having the Newark kids and the Newark Catholic kids come in and help. They are a spark. You know, there was someone that spoke with us yesterday. She had been in Key Club in high school, and it's a great way for young adults to kind of start to learn about giving back to your community that obviously gives to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know you're heavily involved with young leaders,
yep.
too.
Yeah, so I'm on their events committee and have been a part of young leaders probably since I started at First Fed almost 7 years ago. So it's just been a big part of my life, and I love it. It's a good way to network, meet people, and again, everybody's from all different businesses yeah. and walks of life, so we learn so much from each other. We can bounce things off of each other, go out to have coffee and just, you know, vent to each other, whatever we need. So Young Leaders is really great. They have so many different good programs out there that, you know, help you grow as a leader here in Licking County, and so I've loved being a part of that. I've still got a few years left, thank goodness.
Oh, wait, we weren't asked yet. To be in Young Leaders. The rest of this room was not asked to be in Young Leaders.
Create wise leaders.
Well, then there's three people in here that could not.
I'd say well, right there's now. A different way to look at that. You know, when generationally you don't see a lot of great leaders coming, maybe you need to develop a program. When you talk about so much that happens in Licking County, that's why you get that spread, and that's why culturally things are pretty smooth here, is because you kind of have some of that old guard. It's like, hey, this is the tradition. This is why we used to do it. And then you've got the people that are more active, and then you've got the young ones that are kind of wide-eyed and learning. I mean, it's yeah. set up so beautifully just to transcend generationally and continue to pass the baton down.
Yeah. And that's Newark Kiwanis is definitely set up for that. I mean, there's just, you know, we've supported camp since the 1920s, Camp O'Bannon, and that's fantastic. You know, I mean, yeah. just the generations, of, you know, families have mm-hmm. supported camp through Kiwanis and other organizations.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's, I mean, we're, of course, would love for anybody to join, but we've been really pushing for a younger demographic to yeah. come in because they have fresh ideas and can help continue to lead Kiwanis through so that it doesn't just die off with some of our older members who have been doing it forever. We want to keep this tradition going. We want to keep this group going, and we want to keep supporting camp. So
but
that's
we
our
love
biggest.
New ideas, and yeah. we're not afraid to say, like, hey, let's try that. You yeah. know, and
let's add to
a
this.
Younger,
let's
different
make this,
perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
I don't like how she said fresh ideas and looked at the two of us like, you guys are stale. We need some new
what
ideas.
What is that, white hair?
That'll do it for today's show. But I mean, it is true. I mean, you get those different perspectives and you learn different things.
Right.
I mean, I've learned a lot just from some of the younger members. We've had Jocelyn Hartshorn. She's with the Young Leaders of Licking County. And you just learn about what are some of the different ideas. Charity, you took a fundraiser for us, the Ohio State football raffle ticket. By the way, we'll have that again this year if you want to buy tickets.
That's right.
But I mean, that was one where I don't know yeah. many of us thought about that.
Right. Yeah, and it was just a great, easy fundraiser. And who doesn't love Ohio State football? A chance to win tickets. They're great tickets. And, you know, it's just a way to actually introduce also Kiwanis to other people because everybody's a Buckeye in Ohio.
Right.
So,
well, you know, we like to joke. We're like, ooh, Rotary, boo. But, I mean, it's not just Kiwanis. There's
no.
so many great organizations. You know, if our schedule doesn't fit into yours, there's always places to give back, not just Kiwanis. And you're
right.
shaking your head. And we know
Absolutely.
Folks in Rotary, and we
yeah.
still like them.
We still like them. We still like them. Young Leaders are great. There's lots of really good organizations to work with.
Get involved and do something to help the community. That's what it's about. All right, if you're wanting more information about Newark Kiwanis and you want it from three more reputable people than myself and Kelly and Charity, there's a great way to do it, Kelly. Maybe, first off, just kind of tell everybody what's taking place next week.
Yeah, so next Thursday, the 17th, we're going to have an event at Trek Brewing, and it's Trek Together. So basically what they do is they give 10% of the bar sales for the night back to your organization, which will go directly to Camp O'Bannon. So we'd love for everybody to come out. We're going to have some snacks and some cookies and things like that provided, and it's just a good way to network, hang out, support a great cause. And then also, if you would like to learn more about Kiwanis, we will have a good group of our members there to answer any questions and yeah. just show you how much fun we are.
But Trek does this, I know, and I've gone over before for Big Brothers,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Licking County Humane Society. It's a fun time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There's lots of different people from the community. Just come out. And I, you know, Kelly and I were talking about this. There are a couple Rotarians that are going to come just because they want to support camp. Yeah. They want to support camp Trek Together. And it's a great time just to meet and mingle and find out, just meet different people in the community and yeah. hang out.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun again over at Trek. And I know they've got the golf simulator that they put in. Have you guys been over there since they put
it in? Our son-in-law's been there. He said it's awesome.
Oh, okay.
I haven't been yet. I would like to go, but
Well, you just saw Riley's ears perk up. That's that golf simulator.
There you go.
How much did you know about Kiwanis until you got here? Because, I mean, obviously.
A little bit. I mean, you know, growing up in Mount Vernon, Kiwanis was big when I was a kid back then, and they did a lot for the community. So, I mean, you know, have an idea about what it's about. But it's just like so many things in Licking County, you know, the more plugged in you get, the more plugged in you get. I mean, you know, even, you know, you're talking about organizations, but I mean, Trek, God bless them. You know, when you talk about, hey, we're busy running a bar and running all this stuff, but we want to give back too. So that's their way of giving back.
Right.
That's it's just unbelievable how much support there is for various projects and various organizations.
So then how will this work next week? Explain to folks, okay, you know, 10%, how does this work as far as is it on all the food item? I maybe explain how this is going to work.
So it'll be everything off of like any draft sales that they do. So the food we will provide, of course, if you want something else, they do have a menu you can order from, but it'll be off of all the orders. And it's not just from people who come to support us and come for our specific event. If they're just there because they're there every Thursday from 4 to 7, then great. They can, whatever they drink as well, will also come back to us. Mm-hmm. So it's not just those who attend our specific event. But yeah, it'll be really fun. Like I said, it's from 4 to 7 next Thursday. And we hope that we'll have some people there.
That's what's great about this community. There are some really neat mom and pop places, Snapshots, Trek, and he knows my affinity for Dankhouse. I mean, that's what makes this community. And working at First Federal, I mean, there's opportunities for folks to get those loans that they need, correct? I mean, that's what First Federal wants to do, is to help those local businesses.
Yeah, so that's, we have been, you know, I'm very fortunate that I've worked there a long time, and I'm able to enjoy my passion of helping other people. And First Federal it's so important for us to help people get into homes. And so it's just a good marriage of community support with my employer. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can't say enough about, you know, they're good about supporting us financially, you know, taking time out of the office. You know, Kelly and I are both going to leave early next Thursday because we got to go to Trek and get everything set up. But that's okay. You know, it's part of what we do. And, you know, we have people involved in all kinds of different organizations at First Fed.
Oh, yeah. They support everything we do. And I will say, prior to coming to First Fed, I was in the restaurant industry and the service industry. So I worked with the community, but in a different way. And they really brought out my passion for serving our community, which is probably why sometimes I might be a little overextended on the things that I do, because I love doing it so much and I have a hard time saying no to helping out. So they really, I didn't know how much I loved it until I started working there. And, you know, it was something that's kind of expected, and I jumped right in, and now I absolutely love it, and I'm always there to help and do whatever we can. And I love that that's what we do. I mean, I'm on our First Fed Gives Back committee, and so our employees give to that every paycheck if they want, or they can just write a check. And we meet quarterly and we give back to the community. We have certain initiatives that we are interested in helping, and then we, you know, take requests from local you know, nonprofits and community members who are looking for sponsorships and money. And as long as it fits our, you know, the groups that we want to support, then we are more than happy to help. So they really, they push it and we love it. And I would say majority of our staff is involved in some way within the community.
Kelly, if somebody said to you, you know, what makes Kiwanis great, what's one or two things you would want them to know about Kiwanis?
The two things I would say that make Kiwanis great would be just getting to see the kids' faces light up when you go. And we always present our check of the money that we've raised for the year at that meeting. And so to see how happy Ted has been in the past and the money that we're able to give to help them, whether it's fixing up the property or, you know, just contributing to their camp time. And then just the warm invitation and group that we have when you come in, you don't feel left out, and everybody's so friendly and nice. And you don't always feel that when you go into other groups in the area. So I would say, like, it's just an open and inviting group to be a part of.
Yeah. And for you, Charity, I mean,
Kelly's right on. It's the kids. You know, it is the kids all day long. I mean, we're doing it for that. And secondary, there is a great networking opportunity. And we are an open organization. We're very friendly. You know, if you can pop in for one meeting a month, great. But we don't, there's no guilt. There's no, you know, we want you to enjoy us. And you enjoy us, we enjoy you.
You've been listening to Inside View on Cool 101.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Kelly Hunt and Charity McFarland with Newark Kiwanis. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.